This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, Parshas Tazria Mitzor, we have a double Parsha this week, two Parshios, and I'm going to share with you four beautiful Divrei Torah. The first one is I saw in the name of Rav Nissen Alpert. Rav Nissen Alpert was a Rosh Hashiva in America in the 1900s. He died in 1986, in ER 1986. He was one of the main Talmidim, the Talmud mover probably, of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He died 2 months after his Rebbe. He was also the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, a tremendous Talmud Chacham who died relatively young. He says a very interesting idea on this week's Parsha. Take a look at the first box. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. The pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Velarim Neymar. Adam kihiyeh ba'or b'soros eis ha'sapachas v'baharis. A person gets soras on his skin, for hoya, one of the simonim, for hoya ba'or b'sor l'negot soras, and he has negoim on his flesh, v'huva el ha'koyen, v'over aron ha'koyen, he is brought to aron ha'koyen, o'el achav nibonav ha'koyenim, or one of the kohanim. Okay. Says the ha'emek dova. The ha'emek dova is, of course, the netziv. The netziv notes that the Torah calls this individual, the person who gets saras, he's called Adam. Adam ki yiyeh ba'or b'soro. The Netziv, Ha'emek Dava, quotes the Zohar, who says that there are different words to use to describe a human being. Adam, Enosh, Ish. Why is he called Adam? What is unique about Adam? Says the Ha'emek Dava, V'hinei kva pirish b'zohar ha'kodesh, Kan the Adam Mashmo Choshev. When it uses the expression of Adam, it means an important person. The Hosef Bazaar Kodesh Lefarish, the Bishvil Shehu Talmud Chochum, he's a person of stature, he's a Talmud Chochum. Chosh HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lasos Lo Kapora, HaKodesh Baruch Hu enables this person who may have done something wrong to do tshuva, to get a kapora. Two questions. Question number one. The phraseology is a bit difficult. V'huva el Aron HaKohen. He is brought to Aron HaKohen. Who brings him? V'huva, not vayova, he comes, but v'huva, as if like he brings himself. He is brought. What does that mean? Question number two. If you're talking about a person who gets aras, why use the phrase Adam, which denotes a person of caliber, of stature, an important person? Adam Choshev, says the Zohar, surely we're dealing with someone who has committed Averis. The Gemara in Erechin says, famously, that there are seven possible reasons why a person gets saras. Take a look in the next box. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmini Rabbi Yechanan, kol al shiva devarim negoim boim. There are seven possible causes for negoim. Al lashon hara, al shvichas domim, al shvur shov, gilarayas, kasas ruach, gezel, and tzoras ha'ayim. There are some very serious crimes. He spoke Lashon Hara, perhaps the most famous of them. But there is murder, there is Gidei Arayas, there's arrogance, there's Shvu Hashav, Tzoras Ayin, he is stingy. We're talking about someone who has committed an Avera. So of all the Lashonis, why choose Adam, which is an Adam Choshev? Furthermore, Rashi, in Parshas Metzora, when you go through the whole procedure of bringing, you know, the kapara that he needs, we allude to the Averas which we may have committed. For example, when he has to bring the karbonis to Horus, prat la'of tome, to exclude a non-kosher bird. Why? Lefisha ha'negoyim bo'en al-loshen hara. One of the causes is loshen hara. Shem ma'isa pitputei dvarimish, which is sort of like chattering. Leficha chuzku l'taharosu tziparim. Therefore, you bring birds. Shem afat tufin tomid b'tziftsuf kol, because they chirp and chatter the whole time. Continues Rashi, the eight eres, you have to bring as part of the whole Tahara procedure, you bring eight eres. Says Rashi, the fish, amigoyim boin al gasis haruach. The eres is a very tall cedar tree that alludes to the fact that he perhaps was arrogant. The shni telas ve'ezov, matak nosav yisrape, what's the takon, or what's the remedy? Yash bil atzme miga'avosa, he should lower himself from his gaiva, from his arrogance. Ketelas ve'ezov, like a worm, like a lowly hyssop. So you see, we're dealing with someone who has sinned. So why call him? Why call him an Adam, which is Mashma Choshev? Says Rav Nissen Alper, it's an interesting thing. We're dealing with a person who is an Altam Choshev, but he made the mistake, he sinned. He knows he has to come into tshuva. I'll give you an allusion and an example, perhaps, which explains this better. Imagine somebody's got a toothache. Now, he could just carry on, but he knows he's got to go to the doctor. He's got to go to the dentist. Someone who's, he's got some, I don't know, he's got some chest pains. He knows he's got to go see a doctor. He can't just let it go. So after a few days, he knows he's just got to go. He knows the doctor's going to give him what for. He says, you've got to lose weight. Your cholesterol's too high. He, the dentist is going to tell him you're eating the wrong foods. You don't brush your teeth properly. You're not flossing. Who knows what? And he knows he's going to, it's not pleasant, but he's got to do it because it's the right thing to do. He knows it's the right thing to do. So too, this individual, he comes to the Kohen, v'huva el HaKohen, he's bringing himself because he knows it's the right thing to do. He knows that he sinned and he wants to bring himself to be better. That is an Adam Choshev. An Adam Choshev who knows that he's done something wrong and he's not going to just ignore it and pretend it never happened, but he wants to rectify it. He wants to do the kapara. And that really is what the Zohar is saying. We're dealing with someone who wants to clean his slate. So that's why it says, he brings himself, and that's why he's referred to as an Adam. Okay. There is a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash says that it's always got to be the Kohen. It's not the biggest Talmud Chacham, it's not the Rosh Hashiva, it's got to be a Kohen who proclaims him as Tomei. So the Medrash tells an interesting story. Take a look at paragraph 2, the second box. There was a story with one Kohen, who would inspect, he was busy often, people would come to him and he would inspect the Kohen. But he came on hard times. Mate Yodoy, he financially he slipped. Bikesh Lotzis L'Chusnaretz, and to make money, to make Parnasa, he wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chusnaretz. Kora Le'ishta, he called his wife. Omelo Bishvil Shebnei Odom Reginin Lavo Yetzli Yeres Snagoyim Koshla Latzis Maleim. It's going to be difficult. You're staying here. I want to teach you how to rule on Nagoyim, to inspect Nagoyim. I'm going to teach you. These are the rules. And he started explaining them to her. If you see that the hair of a person, that the source, the sort of the follicle of the hair has dried up, that's a sign that he's been smitten with Nagoyim. Ma'ayon b'fnei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created for every single hair a source of nourishment and sustenance for each hair. That it could draw sustenance and thrive and survive on that source, that follicle. Yovesh ha'mayon, yovesh ha'ser. But once the ma'ayon, once the source, the follicle dries up, the hair's gone. So the wife said to the husband, thank you for the lesson, but omra loy, as follows. If HaKadosh Baruch created for every single hair a reservoir that is going to nourish and sustain that hair, you, a human being, how many hairs do you and the family have? Isn't how much more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to sustain you? And therefore, he didn't. He changed his mind. He's not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to go to Chutz Laaretz. She persuaded him. She said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to sustain you just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains every single hair on the head of an individual. The question is, it says Rav Henoch Leibowitz in his lovely Sefer, The Majesty of Man, he says the following insight. The husband knew this. The husband, in fact, was the one who taught this to his wife, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance for all. So why was he the one who wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael to go get Parnassah in Chutz Laaretz? He was the one who knew this. The wife had to tell him back, ultimately, what he had told her. How come? The answer is, says Rav Leibowitz, that the husband had failed to internalize the theory which he himself knew. And that is the age-old problem. We know things, but we know it on a theoretical level. We don't always put it and translate that into practical terms. We don't internalize the message. There are many stories to bring this point out. Perhaps the most famous is with Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein. I'm sure I've said it before, it's worth saying again. Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein was the great mashgiach in the Mi Yeshiva before and during the war. He went to Shanghai with them. And then he came to America, and he went back to Eretz Yisrael. He was the mashgiach in Ponovich after the war. He was in Bnei Brak, and one time he had to get into a taxi. He gets into a taxi driven by a secular taxi driver, and the taxi driver sees Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein and says, "Rabbi, I've got to tell you a story." He says, "After I left the army, like many, I went to tour the world, and me and two friends went to South America, and we were going in the jungle. We were, touring, and we were touring South America. One time, one night, I heard a scream from my friend's tent. We woke up, and we see that our friend had been attacked by a snake. The snake had wrapped himself around my friend and was basically squeezing and suffocating him to death. And we didn't know what to do. Suddenly, my friend realized that there's a pasuk you say we hadn't had a proper Jewish education, but we remembered a pasuk. We said to him, say the word, Shema Yisrael. And this fellow, being suffocated, hardly breathed, he got the words out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. As soon as he said the words, that pasuk, the snake uncurled itself and just slithered away. We saw a miracle. And the taxi driver said, and now my friend who survived that, he said he became religious, he's from, he saw a miracle with his own eyes. So Cheskel Levenstein said to the taxi driver, very nice, but what about you? You saw it as well. Sometimes we know something, but we just don't internalize it. They tell a story of an Olech Hadash, a new person, a person who had just made Aliyah. He arrived there in Eretz Yisrael and he found himself near Petach Tikva. And there was a guy there who had an orange grove, a paradise. And he had a beautiful grove, an orchard of oranges. And he was sitting there enjoying, looking at his orange grove. And this Olech Hadash comes into the field and starts picking the oranges and eating them. So he said, he tried to shoo him away, shouting, go away from my grove. The guy wasn't listening, he carried on eating. So he said to him, he goes, Katuv batorah lo tignov. Don't get out of my, get him out of my grove. You can't, you're stealing. And this fellow looked at this guy screaming at him. And he says, oh, isn't it marvelous to be in Eretz Yisrael? He says, you can eat sweet oranges and hear the words of Divrei Torah at the same time. Not internalizing the message. Many more stories about this. But the point is, that is the challenge of life, ultimately. To internalize that which we know and to act on it. And also another message, says Rabbi Leibowitz, is the importance of good friends and a spouse. The role of a spouse is sometimes to point out our errors and to be that sort of breath of objectivity that we sometimes fail to see. Okay, turning over the page. There is an amazing Gemara in Bava Metzia of Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Let's go through this Gemara together related to this week's parasha, which I think brings out a very, very interesting point. Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia of Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Have Yosef Agirda the Dikla. He was sitting on the stump of a palm tree, the Kogoris, and he was learning. At that time, there was a machloikas in Shemayim. Listen to this, the most unbelievable Gemara. There was a dispute in Shemayim, in the Yeshiva Shalmala. What was the machloikas? In Baheres Pedemes Liser Lavon, if the Baheres, which is the white spot, which is a symptom of Taras, if that comes before the Seir Lavan, the white hair, Tomei, the Im Seir Lavan Kodim the Baheres, but if the white hair came before the Baheres, then Toho. Now, what about Sofik? What if you're not sure which came first? So there are two sides to the argument. Listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Toho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, the rule is, Tahar. The Kulo Mesifta Derekia Omre Tomei. But the whole of the Heavenly Academy says, no, God, we argue, Tomei. Imagine, Machlekes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yeshiva Shalmala. V'omri ma neichach. Gets worse. Who's going to decide the issue? Who's going to be machriya, decide the issue between Hashem and the Yeshiva Shamala? Says the Gemara, Neichach Rabbi Banachmeni. Rabbi Banachmeni will decide. To Omer, Rabbi Banachmeni, Ani Yochid ben Negoim, Ani Yochid Ba'olus. I am unique in my knowledge of Negoim and in my knowledge of Olus. So therefore, I'm the expert, I'll decide. Shodru Shlichel Nesbasrei, so they sent a malach down to this world to try and get Rabbi Banachmeni. But the Malach Hamavis couldn't get close because Rabbi Banachmeni was learning the whole time, and if you're learning, the Malach Hamavis can't touch you. So therefore, at that point, a wind blew, the Ovish Beini Koni, and it made a loud noise amongst the reeds. Sova Gudu Parshihava, he thought that it was like a brigade of horsemen who were coming to arrest him. Omar. He said about himself, may the soul of that person, i.e. himself, pass on. They shouldn't be given over to the hands of the government. As he was dying, Omar, he said, Tahar, Tahar. The halacha is Tahar. He sided with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said that in the case of a Sofik, in the case of Baharis or Seir Levon, which comes first, Sofik is Tahar. Concludes the Gemara, Yotze Baskol Ba'omra, Ashrecha Rabbi Nachmeni, Sheguf Chatar, V'yotze Nishnos Chabatar. Happy are you, Rabbi Nachmeni, you are Tahar and your whole body is Tahar. Amazing. Here comes the Rambam. The Rambam, look at the next box, in Hilchos Tumas Aras, Perek Beis Halachatel, says, Sofik Seir Lovim Kaidem, Sofik HaBeheres Kidmo. Our case, you've got a Sofik, which comes first, Seir Lovim or Beheres, Harizu Tomei. The Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Banachmeni and does not paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he paskins like the Yeshiva Shalmala. What's going on? The Kesef Mishnah, one of the famous commentaries on the Rambam, asks the obvious question on the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, who is also, of course, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said Tahar, how can the Rambam paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, Lo Bashamayim. Torah is not for heaven. Torah has been given to Moshe Rabbeinu, to give to Klal Yisrael, and is down here on this world. Torah La Bashamayim. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Nachmeni paskin Torah when he was still in this world? Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'af agav, v'omilim ma'am nuchich Rabbi Nachmeni, v'yuvam ha-Torah v'yos nishmos v'tara, yeshloima, to Kivan the Bashas, he says, Neshama Hu Dama Hochi, since he said this as his soul was expiring, have a Bichlal Lo Bashamayim. It's as if he's already moved on to the next world. Etc. So you see an amazing principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say Tohar. And Rabbi Nachmeni says the same thing. But although as he's sort of leaving this world, he's already considered to be in Shamayim, but still, Torah Lo Bashamayim, he means the Rambam Paskins Harizu Tomei. There is a very interesting Kedushas Levi. You know, some, many times in the Gemara, I did a check, it comes over 300 times in the Gemara. So anyone who learns Gemara will definitely come across it sooner or later. The Gemara sometimes has a question and it leaves it unresolved. And the words it uses is Teiku. Teiku literally means let it stand. But as everyone points out, it also stands for Teku is Tishbi Yetaretz Kushyas Firboyes. Tishbi means Eliyahu Tishbi. Eliyahu Novi Eliyahu Tishbi, same person. Yetaretz will answer Kushyas Firboyes, all the questions. When Moshiach comes, he'll answer all the questions. Says the Kedushas HaLevi in the last box before paragraph 4. Teku Rosh HaTevas Tishbi Yetaretz Kushyas Firboyes. Uvashkofu Rishoni Yesh Ladakbe. This will take place after Moshiach comes. Why do we leave it to Eliyahu HaNavi to answer all these questions? Why don't we get Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest, to answer the questions? Why is it Eliyahu HaNavi who is going to answer our questions? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not Yeshua? Why not David? Why not Shlomo? Why dafka Eliyahu Novi? Further, says the Kedushas Levi, This is in Likutim under the word Teiku. Hehine, mi yochel lahavin lahavchim zois be'ez amid tzorach zeh ha'olam nisnaik she yufsuk halacha kamoisa. Who can judge a generation? Mi shehu b'chay, only someone who is alive for hu b'zeh ha'olam in this world who yodeya be'ez amid tzorach zeh ha'olam nisnaik. He understands his generation. He's living in their times. Imagine you have a great dayan from two or three generations ago, and he's suddenly transplanted into the 21st century. What would he make of our world? Would he understand? Would he understand the technology and the issues and the details? He can be the most enormous Talmud Chacham, but he needs to understand the needs of every generation. V'hine Eliyahu chai v'kayom, and he quotes sources for it. We know Eliyahu Novi never died. V'lo to'am tamisa, for who tomid b'zeh ha'olam, he's always in this world. V'lochein yifshet ha'kushas v'yibohes. Therefore, it's Dafke Eliyahu Novi, who is therefore going to resolve all these questions. Ki hu yodeya be'ez amid tzorech ha'olam nisnaik. He understands every generation, because he's still alive. They say in the name of the Bris Kerov, to add to that, that's why we refer to Teiku. Why is it Dafke Elio HaTishbi? Why not Elio HaNovi or Elio HaGilodi? Why Elio HaTishbi? They say it in the name of the Bris Kerov. I've heard it in the name of others as well. That Elio HaTishbi, although Tishbi is a place, Tishbi comes from the word Toshav, which means he's dwelling amongst you. So Dafke Eliyahu, in the form not of Eliyahu HaNovi, because then you've got a problem of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. Torah is not in heaven. Yudafkas Eliyahu HaTishbi, who's Yitaritz Kushis V'Yibohetz. So a fascinating, Kutushas Levi, a fascinating insight, which relates to this amazing Gemara in Bava Metzia. One final idea before we close. This is a fabulous idea I saw in the writings of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as Ozayin Gesund, has a sefer, a Talmud Dekra, and just an amazing insights. In a few lines, sometimes he says something which is just breathtaking. So in this week's parasha, Parashas Tazria, the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Gimel, at the end there, the Pasuk Mem Zayin and Ches, HaBeged Ki Yieh Bo Nega Tzoras, HaBeged Sem HaBeged Pishtim. You've got a beged, either wool or linen, over Shasiyah Ve'erev L'Fishtim Latzem over Ar. Whenever the Torah puts together these two materials, it's always in the order tsemer upishtim. Many times. Here you go, the beginning of the pasuk. Ki v'habeged ki yeh b'negatzoras, b'beged tsemer u'beged pishtim. It's in that order, tsemer upishtim, wool and linen. There is one exception in the whole Torah at the end of this pasuk. Oy b'erev la pishtim v'la tsemer. Why does it reverse the order on this one occasion? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you need his bekias to be able to do this. He brings a Gemara in Shabbos, which I think is actually it's a mission in the Goyim as well. He brings a Gemara in Shabbos Chavzayin Rabbeis. This is the way he says: Shel pishdon metameim b'negoyim miyat. With pishdon, with flax, they can become tomei for negoyim purposes immediately. Even the raw fibers of pishdon can become tomei. The shel tsemer, when it comes to woolen items, dafka mishayi tovu, once they've been spun. Afin chute pishtan metamein lifnei tsemer, lochein igdi matura pishtan tsemer gabeshesi v'orif. In other words, because pishtan can become tomei in its raw state, it's likely that that is going to become tomei before the tsemer, because the tsemer will only attract tuma, is only susceptible to tuma once it's been spun. So throughout the Torah, it's Semel Pishtim. But the one time where it's not is in Hilchos Negoim, to reflect the halacha that Negoim would become Tomei immediately in the context of Pishtim, in the raw fiber state, but for Tzemer, only once they've been spun. Amazing insight. So this evening we've had four Divrei Torah. The first idea of Remis and Alput, that the Pasuk says, V'huvo el HaKoyen, the Zohar Kodesh says, Odom. Odom is an Odom Choshev. Why V'huvo el HaKohen? He brings himself, says of Nissen Alpert, very beautifully, that we're dealing with someone who wants to improve himself, who wants to do better. He's reluctant to come to the doctor, but he knows it's the right thing. And therefore, he brings himself to the Kohen, V'huvo, he brings himself And that is a mark of an Odom Choshev, of someone who wants to go through that, to bet himself and to go through that Tahara process. Then you have the Medrash Tanchuma of the husband who is leaving the Eretz Yisrael. And before he goes, he tells his wife some of the halachas of Nagoyim to help her. And saying that if the hair is dried out, it's because the follicle, which nourishes every hair, has dried out, etc. And the wife says to him, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't sustain you. If every hair has a source of nourishment, don't you, can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of you as well? She had internalized that message, which he failed to do. Even though he knew the theory, the concept, it was Dafka her who was needed to internalize it and to explain it to him, because he had failed to sort of convert the theory into practice. You can eat somebody else's oranges, and lo signovu doesn't always penetrate. The idea in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, when there's an amazing machlokes between a Kodesh Baruch and Yeshiva Shamalo, which comes first in Baheres or Seir Lovum, is it Sophic? So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tahar, the Yeshiva Shamala says Tomei, Rabban Nachmeni comes to be Machriya and says Tahar, and yet the Rambam paskens Tomei. Why? Because Torah lo b'shamayim. It's Dafka Teiku, whenever we have an unresolved question, that is Dafka Eliyahu Hatishbi Yitaritz Kushas Viboyis. Why? Because only he can. We've got a problem A of Torah lo b'shamayim. So Eliyahu Tishbi, because he's lived, he never died, he's always amongst this world, he can understand the needs of every generation, and it doesn't violate the principles of Torah Leba Shemaim, he is Dafka Teiku Eliyahu Tishbi Yitaritz V'Kushas V'Eboyes. And lastly, that amazing insight of Chaim Kanievsky, that always it's Tzemer or Pishtim, apart from one occurrence in this week's Parsha, that it's Pishtim or Tzemer, and that's a reflection of the halacha quoted in Gemara Shabbos Chav Zayin, that the Tzemer needs to be spun before it can be susceptible to tumah. Mashenkin, the pishton is can be in the raw state, and therefore to reflect this halacha is dafka. The pasuk says pishtim and then semer. Thank you very much for joining. And again, the shir was in the neshama for Rabbi Cooper Zatzal, Rav David Ben Rav Shlomo Zalman, and wish nechama and simcha to the whole family, to Rabbi Cooper especially. And I wish everyone well. Thank you very much for joining. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.